Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
This is Dick Johnson with a community comment. I have to say that I am sick and tired of all this talk about marijuana or cannabis. I am totally against the legalization of this stuff. I know. It's totally available now, but why make it any easier to get? We hear lots of warnings about not texting while driving. How about not driving while smoking or having smoked marijuana or cannabis? Because a dear friend of mine used it medically and it helped him, I'm not opposed to medical use, but when does it stop? Or how many will use it that for an excuse? The space limitations for growing it and all the sales locations that are planned, to me, just makes me think, what are we coming to? I certainly don't think it's going to be good. How many people who are young and not aware of the consequences of the use and effects will use it? I commented on the cancellation of the football program at HSU when it was first announced. There was a good commentary in the Times Standard a couple of weeks ago that put the blame, so to speak, on the present administration. All I know is what I read or see on TV, but finances seem to be a major part of the problem. I hate to see it go, so I hope they get it worked out. There was a big article in the Times Standard about the disappearance of Karen Mitchell several years ago. I became very good friends with some people who had been involved due to some family connections and who have been clean and sober for almost 20 years with some very underworldish people. The talk among them at the time was that Karen had been kidnapped and disposed of in the mountains east of here. It might just be talk, but that was what was going around in the criminal element. I don't know about you folks, but the new phone book that I received not too long ago has such small print that I can hardly read it with my 80-plus-year-old eyes. Fortunately, I saved the last one, which saves me. The latest check register I had to use was the same way. A check register is hard enough to write in, without it being so small-spaced that my already terrible handwriting makes it almost unreadable. I have to say goodbye to some friends. Joyce Gross, sister to John Mitz, and connected to Myrtle Avenue Pet Center, passed away last week. Joyce was a quiet person, but a hard worker, and when she talked, it was worth listening to. Bill Mobley was a fellow meat cutter and lived near where I worked at Norris Market, later named Myrtle Avenue Market. He had the meat department at Stanton's Market, later named Myrtle Town Market, which I took over when some major changes were made at Myrtle Avenue Market. Did you get all that? Well, Bill has gone on to join his dear wife, Jan. Friday evening, December 1st, will be when the next Eureka Chamber Music Series concert will be held at Calvary Lutheran Church, featuring the Verona Swing String Quartet. 7:30 is starting time. Be there. South and Prospect Streets is the address. This is Dick Johnson with a community comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.